Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as one of the pastors for LifePoint at the Delaware campus. This past week, we continued in our series that we call Adulting, where we're looking at wisdom from the book of Proverbs, and we spent time in Proverbs 31. And what you see in Proverbs 31 is a mother giving some wisdom to her son. That's the context. It's this king named Lemuel recording or writing about the wisdom that his mother gave him. So it's from a mom to her son, and it speaks to some of the characteristics of a woman who fears the Lord. I think a lot of times we've read this as a to-do list, almost like a checklist, but that's not really what this is. It's not how it's intended to be read. It's not a job description for women. It's not a shopping list for guys, but it's a picture of really what God does in a woman's heart over a lifetime of loving and following Jesus. It celebrates her Christ-likeness through a life of growing to know and love Jesus. It starts out in verse 10 saying this is an excellent woman, but that doesn't capture all of it. Right, this word really means valor. It's showing the character of this woman, talking about a strength, a conviction, a capable woman. This isn't a weak, superficial woman, but one of conviction. And it says that she's far more precious than jewels, that women are precious, that women should be honored, that you're worthy, and that you're valuable. Then he looks at this relationship between husband and wife, saying that the heart of her husband trusts in her, that she does him good and not harm, that his heart, right? The innermost part of him, where his hopes and his fears are, where he carries around his insecurities, is trusted with her, that she can be, that he can be secure with and feel safe with her. He's talking about this intimate relationship built on trust, where she's his best friend and confidant. She listens and chooses to use the incredible influence that she has in this relationship to build him up, that she's trustworthy. You also see in the text that this woman is hardworking. It talks about her using a spindle, making linen garments and other things, but it's really pointing to the way this woman uses her gifting. Right? Not everyone is gifted in the same way, but what makes her resourceful is just being empowered to use her gifting to impact her family and those around her. And the focus isn't really on what she does, because again, we're all gifted differently, but really on the way that she does it. And it shows that she's secure, right? That she's clothed with strength and dignity. It talks about her inward beauty, that she doesn't worry about what she can't control, that she opens her mouth with wisdom and kindness. It talks about how she loves others, about how she's compassionate. And when she sees a need, that she tries to meet it, that her work isn't all about her, but it's about helping others. I think the last thing we see is that she loved Jesus. In verse 30, you see that what covers all of this, that charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. That the wise woman finds her identity in Christ, that she's rooted in her relationship with the Lord, and that her true beauty is in her character. I think a lot of times, again, we've looked at this text, and how we've read it is that this is a perfect woman, right? And I don't measure up. But we have to remember that Scripture also gives us the picture of a perfect man in the New Testament. His name is Jesus. And we know that we don't look at him and say, I'm not like that. I'm not perfect. I'll never be perfect. And then get discouraged and move on to another part of Scripture. We don't do that. Instead, we know that because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that we aren't perfect, and that we lean on the Holy Spirit inside of us that empowers us to grow in Christ's likeness, and that one day we will be perfect when we see Jesus face to face. And that causes us to lean on him and not on ourselves. God put this text in Scripture for a reason. It celebrates a woman's character who's running after Jesus. It doesn't list off all the things that you are to do or to be, but celebrates the grace of God in your life. This text is not about being perfect, but becoming perfect. This long road of God growing you in the Lord. For our ladies, I think a lot of times you put a weight on your shoulders that's impossible to bear, that you expect a perfection in yourself that not even God expects. So I want to encourage you this morning to not let your desire for perfection stop you from celebrating the progress that you're making as you run after Jesus and grow into the woman that he wants you to be. So this morning, I want to encourage you that if you're carrying around those burdens of perfection, I just want to give you a moment to lay those before the Lord and just ask him to help you lean on him. And if maybe you haven't thanked God in a while for working in your heart, I want to encourage you to do that this morning. Let's take a minute. Let's do that right now. Well, thanks for joining us in the LifePoint DriveCast this morning. I hope this has been encouraging for you, and I hope you guys have a blessed week. We'll see you back here again tomorrow.